Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, you guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Stethaway Herself podcast. As always, thank you so much for tuning in this week. I'm not gonna lie to y'all, it's not like I've been having a hard week, but I just feel very off. I think it makes a lot of sense if you're feeling, you know, just frazzled, stressed out, anxious, depressed, overwhelmed, and like you can't keep up, because just look at what's going on in the world. That has such a large impact on individuals, you know, and like the greater collective, you know, it's going to affect everybody, obviously some more than others and in different ways. But I think, you know, when there's this vibe of dis-ease, it is going to affect us whether we really even realize it. Like, everything could be okay in our own personal lives, but it's like when there's this collective, you know, something's off, something's going on, there's tragedy, there's all this stressful stuff happening, it's going to affect us. And then I think also with social media in general, there's kind of this sensationalism that is, especially these days, nonstop, and we can just always read about the next worst thing and all these different people's opinions. And even just with like petty stuff like gossip or just negativity, you know, sometimes it is entertainment, but then I think a lot of the times it just kind of, you know, is overstimulating our dopamine levels, and we're not going to feel calm, grounded, and like our best selves and like clear headed, you know? So something like little personal realization moment, I mean, I've kind of realized this as this year has gone on, but I really put the pieces together within the past like month probably. I feel like for the longest time I like avoided a lot of situations just because it was easier to be by myself and be in that kind of like isolated bubble of self-care. I've talked about that quote before, like you can't heal in isolation, because you know, you can think everything's great and dandy, like, oh, I'm healed, I'm good, when you're in your little bubble of like your morning routine and like no one's bothering you and you're not having to like face any fears or have any difficult conversations or put yourself in any awkward situations. Yeah, things are gonna feel pretty good and just easy. But when you take a risk or you change up your circumstances, start a new relationship or a new friendship, career, whatever it may be, just put yourself in a new situation, it's going to bring up uncomfortable things, you know, like I'm in my little self-protective bubble and then it's like, oh, suddenly I'm like, things feel hard, things feel awkward, things feel uncomfortable. It's like, ew, why would I do this to myself? So that has been like, bro, seriously, this whole year for me. And it's like, I don't want to come across like, I don't know, it's not like, oh my god, I regret doing this, like making the move to New York or like moving in with people again or like anything like that. It's just like, it's different because I was by myself for so many years. And I think especially during COVID, a lot of us had to kind of isolate. I just kind of set up my life to be very easy. And like, I didn't really have a lot of problems because I would be bored a lot of the time. But then with that, it's like, I didn't really have that many issues. I am no longer in that self-protective bubble of like my everyday routine where I'm like only with myself and only dealing with myself and like not really dealing with other people, not really having to have like awkward conversations or like face my fears or whatever. And especially moving to a place like New York where like you're surrounded by people all the time and like you need to stand up for yourself, like literally all the time to strangers. Like, you need to speak up. Like, that's like the culture here. That's like a known, you know, it's like stereotype. Like, you have to yell. You're gonna have to yell at somebody. So it's definitely been an adjustment, and it's like I've had to kind of relearn all my self-care and self-help tips and tricks, because before it's like, oh, if I had like a rough day, it's like, well, I was by myself all day, so it's like I'm like doing self-care all day because I'm just like by myself, like doing self-care, like, yeah, I'm like working, maybe I'm seeing friends here and there, but like for the most part. But now, bitch, it's like I'm surrounded by people all the time, which is not a bad thing, but it's like it's just different. So I have to consciously make the effort to like practice self-care, have alone time, recharge, and like self-regulate, because my emotions will be like all over the place, babe. Like, and I think I said this in a previous episode too, but it's like I have, this is probably the year that I felt like the most anger, because I think, again, like moving to New York where people are known for being angry, it's like you kind of absorb that, period. Then also moving in with a sibling, bro, if you have siblings you understand, if you have a sister especially, like, and you're, if you're like a girl and you have a sister, like you specifically understand, no one can trigger you and make you mad like a sibling, like, period. I was never angry before, and now I'm like, I feel like I'm angry every day. Like at something. Like, it's not like I'm walking around like angry at the world, but it's like something will make me mad every day. So I'm like, damn, like what happened to me? Like, but then I'm like, okay, obviously this makes sense. Like, this makes logical sense. So yeah, like it's very easy to self-regulate and to practice self-care and to get back to a state of like calm and peace within yourself when you're like in your comfort zone and not really having to deal with anybody, and like you're in your house, like, babe, it's pretty easy. But then when you're in like tough situations, or you need to have like an uncomfortable conversation with somebody, or somebody pisses you off, a stranger pisses you off in the street, like it's going to take all the more effort to self-regulate and to get back to like that just regulated state. So it's definitely been overwhelming, and it's like a lot of this is my own like personal issues like that would come up no matter where I was. But then I think also moving here, it's like everyone says moving here is hard, living here is hard, and it's like I get it. So it's like all these things kind of colliding, and so I've just been trying to be really on point with my self-care. And just I think it really starts with mindfulness. Like if I'm starting to feel just like overwhelmed by people, and like I'm just not having a good time, or things are just like irritating me a little more than usual, it's like I take that as a sign, like, okay, I need to like regroup, recharge, like take some time for myself, set some boundaries, maybe say no to somebody, like cancel plans or say no to plans. Because I like started this week off like great, like I had such a productive Sunday, and I think that really helps set the tone for the week. But and like the past 2 days were great, but then like today I just woke up and I just I've been feeling like off, and it's like it's been very go. So now it's like halfway through the week and I'm just kind of feeling a little like overwhelmed, and like, okay, I just need to take some time for myself, like go to sleep early tonight. I think especially, you know, as we get into the colder months, that is really important to take into consideration as well, like even more so. Start taking your D3, get some, you know, room decor. I got some new candles from Bath & Body Works. They honestly had such a good sale the other day. I'm gonna do a haul on my main channel. But yeah, just doing things that it's going to make you feel good, make you feel cozy. And I think also just keeping in mind that it's okay to not feel okay all the time. And it's just like, it makes sense. You know, babe, we're like all dealing with a lot. And it's like, even if, knock on wood, it's like everything is like good in your life. Like, it's like, okay, I'm not having any immediate problems. Again, knock on wood. It's like the world is still kind of falling apart. Like the US is still kind of falling apart before our very eyes. And it's like a lot of things are just very shaky, you know, overall. So it's like, obviously that's going to affect us. So other things that I try to do, and especially recently that I've been doing, is like, yeah, just really focusing on like health, not drinking. I feel like, you know, usually in the fall and winter, I kind of just stop drinking as it is. And just paying very close attention to, like, I don't know, how I'm feeling. And, like, just those little subtle things. And it can be very uncomfortable to set boundaries or to tell people no. Or, like, if you're feeling overwhelmed that someone asks you for a favor or to do something for them, it's, like, you just want to say yes because literally the stress of saying no and, like, oh, yeah, I'm putting myself first, but it's so stressful to feel like I'm letting this person down or I'm being an asshole or, like, you know, the urge to people please. Sometimes it literally feels better to people please because you're, like, okay, whatever, I'll just deal with it later. But that's going to affect you later, you know? So just doing things for the long-term health of yourself, mental health, physical health, emotional health, like, everything, I think is very important. And it's important to be able to look at things logically and make a rational decision, not based in emotion, in the sense of, like, if someone asks me for a favor when my plate is full already, it's, like, emotionally, I'm gonna want to say yes to them because that's just, like, my knee-jerk reaction. Like, if you're a people pleaser, you understand. And it's going to feel very hard to say no, but you have to take a step back and logically be like, okay, if I say yes to this person, yeah, it's a kind of quick temporary, like, I'll feel good, but then long term I'm gonna probably have resentment towards that person. I'm going to end up feeling even more overwhelmed. I'm going to feel shitty that, oh, I people pleased again. So it's like, let me take the short-term discomfort of saying no for the long-term, you know, health of myself and, like, my well-being and, like, my time and schedule and ultimately my emotions, you know? It's like, I get it. Like, don't beat yourself up for not being perfect and not, like, making the right decision all the time or, like, I don't know. I think especially if you're like me, which you probably are somewhat if you, like, listen to this, sometimes it's stressful to, like, learn about mental health or, like, psychology, why we do things, because then it's like, you, like, being self-aware, you know, it's like, you know, when you're doing something, you know why you're doing something, so it almost, like, makes you feel worse because you're like, I know why I'm doing this and I'm still doing it. But yeah, bro, put yourself first because your relationship with yourself is the longest relationship in your life. So that is going to be bro, I know it's shortest podcast ever, I'm so sorry, but thank you so much for listening. I hope this helped you in some way, even if it just, you know, made you feel less alone. Know that you are not alone in whatever you're going through or feeling right now. Babe, like, shit is rough out here. It is. Love you guys so much, and I will talk to you in the next episode. Bye, everyone.